This weekend we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. And one of the first questions that might come to mind is, why would Jesus need to be baptized? It is true that he took on our humanity, but he still remains sinless. And so one might say, well, the first thing reason he did it is simply to show us a good example. Even though he didn't need to do it, it was good for him to show us an example. But it is more than that as well. That baptism, we must first look at its purpose, is to make us children of God. And there's a sense in which when Jesus Christ became a man, leaving heaven, there was a need on behalf of all of humanity for him to be adopted back by his Father. And now as God, he never left the Holy Trinity. It's not like he said, okay, Father, Holy Spirit, I'll see you later. But in his humanity, he felt that deprivation, that separation from God. And by his baptism, was being able to have that restored. We feel this in a completely, well, more deprived way than Jesus did. Because we are actually separated by God through our sin. Both original sin and personal sin. And those are the two types of sin that baptism cleanses us from. Both the original sin, which I like to liken to, it's kind of like a genetic disease of the soul. You know, we pass down genetic diseases that affect our body, but we also pass down a genetic disease of the soul. The separation from God that we experience as humans, even in our birth. But we also choose to sin. That is what we call personal sin. And baptism cleanses us from both of these kinds of sin. Brothers and sisters, if you spent your whole life on one theme in your Christian faith, you could do it just on that. A renewal of your baptism. Indeed, every time you walk into church, what do? We dip our hands in holy water and we make the sign of the cross. In the classroom, I ask the kids, well, why do we do that? And much to my surprise, most of them don't know. Hardly any. Do you know? Do you know why every time you walk in and out of church, you dip your hands in the holy water and make the sign of the cross? You see, it's more than just a Catholic tradition, something passive we do. It is a renewal of your baptism each and every time. The vows that your parents made on your behalf and the ones that you repeat every Easter and the faith that you profess every Sunday. One of the big debates that we often have with our Protestant brothers and sisters is over this issue of baptism, especially infant baptism. And there's plenty of evidence in the scriptures and in the early church that this was their practice. But I think that often people look at Catholics, especially, who are baptized as children and then behave as hoodlums. And they say, I don't think that was too effective. You see, baptism has two elements. It is first and foremost a gift from God, a call from God to be his child. But it does take our subjective response. And that's the part as Catholics that sometimes we struggle with. Now our church, the Catholic Church, emphasizes both. Both that God has given you something, a gift in your baptism, but also that you must respond to it. But our tendency sometimes to be very passive about it. To say, oh well, I just want the baptism, but the subjective response part, well that takes a little more work. I think I'll pass. One of the times we lose a lot of Catholics and parishioners is right after baptism. They come in, they get their child baptized, and then you don't see them anymore. And it's very true, even here at St. Elizabeth's. Why? Because we want God's gift, but are we willing to respond? I want to give you the opportunity today to make that response. This past week, I visited one of our parishioners. His name is Wayne. He's dying and will probably die in the coming days. And one of the things, I got a call from his wife, and he's no longer responsive. But right before he became non-responsive, I went over to the house. And one of the things we did, giving him communion and hearing his confession, was to let him renew his baptismal vows. Because like I said, if you choose one thing in this life to live your Christianity by, one theme, you could definitely choose this. To renew your baptismal vows every day. To live out your baptismal vows every day. So I'd ask you now to please stand. And if you wish, to renew your baptismal vows. Dear friends, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism, so that we might rise with Him to new life. Let us renew the promises we made in baptism, when we rejected Satan and his works, and promised to serve God faithfully in this Holy Catholic Church. So I ask you, do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children? Do you reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin? Do you reject Satan, father of sin and prince of darkness? Do you believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting? God, the all-powerful Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and forgiven all our sins. May He also keep us faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever.